Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll talk about a method which can take us closer in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Who deserves closeness in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam? This will be our topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, gives us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll be presenting it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will be with us from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. Today's topic is very beautiful, inshallah, and so much to learn. So ask your children, kids, family members to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end with all good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal. Respect viewers, today we've got our brother Waseem Abbas, Mawalliq of Dawat Islami with us, inshallah. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Marhaba again, welcome. Jazakallah for your time. Waseem Abbas, today our topic is that how can one get closeness in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam? Who deserves this? And who are those fortunate ones? They, alhamdulillah, get closeness in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. At the same time, what are those means which take us closer in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam?
The way you beautifully mentioned regarding the program today, we're talking about the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. How can one attain it? And what does it mean to be in the proximity, in the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam? Alhamdulillah, the most fortunate person will be he who attains the proximity, the closeness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in this world or in the hereafter. So the most fortunate ones have been those who had the proximity, the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam in this world, and in the hereafter will of course be the one who attains the company, the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And how can we attain it? There are many means through which we can achieve this, but the most important one which ulama have mentioned is to recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. This is one such deed which will make people attain the closeness of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter. And indeed, he who attains the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter will be the most fortunate one, will be the one who will be the most honored individual from the entire creation. So we come to know that reciting durood, sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is that mean through which a person can attain the closeness to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And there are many ahadith through which we also establish this fact that sending salawat is that action which makes a person attain that closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah mentions a beautiful hadith in Sunan Tirmizi, where he states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi he stated that on the day of judgment amongst the people, the closest to me will be he who would have recited the most salawat upon me.
Subhanallah.
The closest to me will be the one who would have recited the most salawat upon me. Now, in the commentary of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that on the day of judgment, we can imagine how severe that day would be. So Mufti Sahib, he says that on that day, the person who will be in most peace, the most peaceful person will be the one who would attain the closeness, the proximity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So that fortunate person will be the most honored, the most fortunate person, the most peaceful person who would be in the proximity of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And how can we attain this? What is the means of attaining this? As you beautifully mentioned earlier as well, what is the mean of it? It is by sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance.
Subhan.
In abundance. And then Mufti Sahib further says that this hadith highlights the fact that sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is an excellent form of worship.
Subhan.
Why? Because other pious deeds are such through which a person attains paradise. Whereas sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is that act of piety through which we attain the closeness, we attain the honor of the paradise.
Subhan.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Beautiful shara of this hadith, mashallah, and beautiful hadith between the viewers of Malaysia. Wasim Abbas, by this important fact that needs to be established, that if we have got any proximity in the court of someone in a high status or somebody in the highest office, maybe a minister, we tell people that I've got this proximity,
I've got this closeness,
we feel proud of it. And if we just meet with somebody, right, we would like to tell to the people that I have met so and so, prime minister or minister or maybe president or so and so, whoever has got a little bit of status in this dunya, right, we want to tell to the people, this is my status that I've got. Rather, he himself is not that person of status.
Like, I'm in the company of these kind of people.
Yeah, he wants to tell about it. And subhanAllah, respective views of Madani Channel, what can you talk about the proximity of Prophet of Allah, the beloved of Allah? If someone gets this proximity, if someone gets this closeness to the beloved, what else is needed? And remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Right? On the day of judgment, the one who will be closer to me, as you read, subhanAllah, the one who would have recited the most durood, the most salawat upon me. Now on the day of judgment, what would be the state, the terrible state of that day? Allahu Akbar. People would be drowning in their own sweat. Right? People will be in a really, really terrible state at that moment in time. If someone gets the closeness in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what else is needed? Definitely, that would be the time, subhanAllah, we would feel proud that we are closer in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And I think if we get the closeness of Mustafa on the day of judgment, then subhanAllah, all is sorted, inshaAllah azza wa jal. InshaAllah azza wa jal. As I say, in this dunya, if we have got any proximity or any closeness or any link with any person who is in a high office, or maybe he has got some status in this dunya, we think that we have got something. We've got good sources with them. Allahu Akbar, on the day of judgment, if we've got the personality who will be heard on that day, that will be the only personality who would be given the honor of Shafa'ah, Shafa'ah of Kubra. The very first personality would be given the permission to do Shafa'at. Allahu Akbar, that is the dhat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And if due to reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa tasleem, due to reciting salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we get this closeness. What else do we need?
The statement of Mufti Sahib towards the end of the commentary of this hadith, that's beautiful. That all other deeds, pious deeds, they lead to the paradise, towards paradise. Whereas sending salawat is such a deed that leads towards the owner of the paradise. The owner of paradise. What else do we want? So we come to know.
Here I would like to add, Wasim bhai, beautiful point you picked up, mashallah, from Mufti Sahab, the Shara he has mentioned. The Mahmud and Ayaz, right? You would have heard these two names. One was king and one was Ghulam, the servant. Now, he was very close to the king, right? Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, you can also say like this. He was very close to the court of king. Now, people who were other servants, they were jealous of this person, Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, because they knew that this servant, he has got so much proximity, closeness to the king, and right, he likes him, he admires him a lot.
Right.
So they started having jealousy about it. They started talking and made so many plans about it. This was one of the factors, one of the things when it was known to the king, he decided to do something in his own way.
Right.
So he invited all the servants, and amongst them was also Ayaz. He asked them to bring a tray full of treasures. There were so many, you see, gold, pearls and diamond, whatever was the treasure, right? It was placed in that tray. Now he said, each one should come, every ghulam, every servant should come, and on whatever place of this tray he would put his hand on, that which area which will come under his hand, that will be given as a reward to him. It will be awarded to him, right, as a reward. Now, all the servants, they were coming and they were putting their hands. They were happy, today the king is very generous and he is awarding us a lot. He is being generous and giving us a lot.
And all the treasures.
Yeah, treasures. They came and everyone was putting hands on treasure, and that was being awarded to them. The time of Iyaz came, Allahu Akbar. Do you know what did he do? He put his hand on the king himself, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
Right? So he said, why you don't want any treasure? Now the Iyaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, I want the king.
SubhanAllah.
Right? If the king is mine, everything is mine. So then he told to all other servants, this is the reason why I like, this is the wisdom, this is the wise personality. That's why the sincerity of this ghulam of mine, that's what I love, that's what I like, that's why I adore and I admire him, subhanAllah. Respective viewers of Madinah Channel, if king is yours, then everything which belongs to the king is yours, right? If we have this honor of having the proximity of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, then subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him malik of each and everything, owner of each and everything, whatever is in this dunya, and inshallah his personality will be heard in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And subhanAllah, having the proximity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the other name of having the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you get closeness to the beloved of Allah, if you do ittiba of beloved of Allah, then it means that you are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, subhanallah, is actual pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda ki riza chahate hain do alam, khuda chahata hai riza-e Muhammad. So this is what, respective views of Madinah Channel, something to understand how important this closeness is. And when you get closeness to the king, what else is left?
I think you touched a beautiful point over here regarding attaining the closeness in the divine court, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As what we need to understand over here is that, of course, the ultimate goal of every Muslim is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to attain those rewards and those bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for the fortunate people, for the believers in the hereafter. And of course, this cannot be possible without attaining closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the point you touched upon, that to attain that closeness, we have to go through attaining the closeness of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So one cannot establish this, or one cannot attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without attaining the closeness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. Because that closeness, which is also our today's topic, is something that would lead us towards the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that closeness is something which is the ultimate goal of a believer, which alhamdulillah we are discussing today. So the ultimate goal of a believer is the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which the most fundamental step and aspect is to attain the closeness of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for which we've just established the fact that reciting salawat in abundance is a means to attain that.
SubhanAllah, this is what is mentioned in the teachings of Quran. SubhanAllah, if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. This is subhanAllah, beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of the teachings of Islam, subhanAllah. And Quran is very much clear about it. That, see, one thing is we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another fact is if Allah loves us, what is more better? Definitely the later one. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's love, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ittiba, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Just imagine that proximity that we're talking about in the hereafter of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Within those surroundings, when I say surroundings, of course, it is as per our own understanding. We cannot bring it into comprehension what that surrounding actually means. But just for us to understand the surroundings of that proximity on the Day of Judgment, how blessed it would be, how much mercy would be downpouring upon those surroundings if we, you know, just can imagine about it. And the mean that we talked about regarding sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that proximity over there, the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that you were referring to earlier, there's another beautiful hadith before me where it has been stated that whoever recites salawat upon me 10 times in the day and 10 times in the evening, then on the day of judgment, he will attain my intercession.
Subhanallah.
Now, again, we come to see through this hadith over here that the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ also lies in sending salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. Now in this hadith we are told that whoever recites salawat upon me 10 times in the day and 10 times in the evening. How easy in a way it has become for us. But at the same time, as we are establishing it, that it is very easy for us, but all of us, the viewers of Madani channel watching at homes or wherever they are, and we also sitting over here, we should ask ourselves that when was it last time that for consecutive 3 days we acted upon this hadith, that we recited salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ 10 times in the day and 10 times in the evening. Now we can say it's very easy. How long does it take to recite salawat 10 times? Hardly less than a minute maybe? But how? When was it last time that 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row, we acted upon this hadith? So, alhamdulillah, sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we've established so far that is the means of attaining the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is the means of attaining the intercession of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter. But the actual challenge is to be steadfast upon it.
Sure.
To recite salawat in abundance, because remember, in the first hadith that we mentioned, it was he who would have recited the most durood upon. And then Mufti Sahib further clarified that he who would have recited durood abundantly, sent salawat abundantly. And in this hadith again, we have been told 10 times in the day, 10 times in the evening. So we should set some kind of routine for ourselves where we leave everything out and send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as a regular routine out of love and devotion. Inshallah Zawajal, its blessings will be seen in this world and also in the hereafter.
Definitely, mashallah, beautiful. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the act which will take us closer in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Respected viewers, now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is chosen sunnah. Let's take that segment into our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would never refuse the gift of fragrance. In fact, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, do not reject the gift of fragrance, since it has come from heaven.
Subhanallah.
May Allah azza wa jal help us to develop the blessed habits of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, this is one of the beautiful sunnah. So we should not reject the fragrance, and we have been encouraged to apply fragrance. At the same time, if someone gives us as a gift, so we should not reject that gift, as we heard from this beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Jee, Nasim Abbas, we were talking about shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and having the closeness in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been the practice of our pious predecessors. This was the practice that whenever they would mention the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would not mention without mentioning salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the practice. And this is very much important and also necessary to do. Whenever the blessed Ismi Mubarak of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, blessed name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we should recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And if even we write this durood, if we write the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so a person who is writing, he must write durood with the name. Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that name. And complete durood should be written. Complete form of durood should be written, not the abbreviation should be written. That's also something very important to notice. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if we will write durood, when we write the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or if whenever we would mention the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we will recite durood, this will inshallah help us to do dhikr of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam quite often, more and more inshallah azza wa jal. And one of the muhaddithun, there was one muhaddith, he used to write hadith, and it was his practice that he would not miss the blessed durood or salat upon Nabi whenever he would mention the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that led him to a great status. This only act, he was muhaddis, it was a great subhanallah status itself, his knowledge and everything, he served deen, but subhanallah, this act was accepted, it's mentioned in the books. So respected views of Madani Channel, the message is, whenever you mention the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is the time to recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever you hear the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not forget to mention durood there, salat upon Nabi there. At the same time, if you are writing the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also the time to write durood with the name of blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. And I would like to ask you, some people, they write P-H-B-U, right? They do not, they use the
P-B-U-H-S-A-W
or S-A-W, these kind of abbreviations. Or maybe in Urdu they write Sal'an or Saad, right? So what ulama they, in a very short like line, I would like to ask you, is it right to do or not allowed?
Ulama have deemed this as impermissible.
Definitely.
This is not permissible to do so. As you mentioned beautifully earlier, that we ought to write the complete form of Durood Sharif of Salawat whenever the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is written down, whenever we take the name of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The short abbreviations that you just mentioned, it is not permissible.
Subhanallah. So, Wasim Masbi, what are other possible occasions, right, when we should recite Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Because we want to get closeness of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We want to be amongst those deserving people who deserve the proximity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Inshallah, in this dunya also and the hereafter, we want to be amongst those, especially in the day, on the day of judgment, we want that. And one of the ways is to recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What are those occasions when we should recite durood, we should recite salat upon Nabi
subhanAllah? Ulama, they've mentioned that there's not any particular restriction or time which applies upon a person, that a person can only send salawat only within these
any particular
times.
Time
there's
or
no
occasion.
There's no restriction. A person can recite durood, salawat upon the Prophet as and when he wishes to, at every time. Of course, there are a few exceptions which inshallah we'll also talk about towards the end of the program. So there are certain exceptions when salawat cannot be recited. Other than that, there's no restriction. A person can recite salawat whenever he wishes to, and it is a means of blessings. One very beautiful instance which ulama have mentioned of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is when a person joins a gathering. Because remember, we're talking about the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and one of the ways of attaining the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is to abandoning sins, is to staying away from sins. Now, when we talk about sins, is of course backbiting is one of the most severest of the sins. It is amongst major sins. Now, regarding this, Allama Majiduddin Firozabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned a beautiful narration. He says that when a person, he joins a gathering, then he should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Upon this, Allah Almighty will appoint an angel upon you who will keep you away from backbiting others. And when you leave the gathering, then recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Beautiful.
Now, Allah Almighty will appoint an angel upon other people who will keep them away from backbiting against you.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now imagine a person who's pure from a major sin like backbiting. Wouldn't this assist him in gaining the closeness of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam?
Definitely.
And on the other hand, the person who's submerged, who's immersed in backbiting other people day in, day out, then would he attain the proximity of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? These sins, they serve as a hindrance in attaining the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sins are an obstacle in attaining the proximity of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Alhamdulillah, beautifully we've been told over here in this narration, Amir al-Sunnat has also mentioned in his book, Backbiting, the Cancer of Society, where we come to know that gatherings are very common nowadays. Everywhere we'll see gatherings being quite common, and people sit over there. Unfortunately, the sin of backbiting is quite prevalent. And we've been told a beautiful remedy over here, that whenever you sit in the gathering or leave the gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Benefit being that an angel will be appointed who will keep you away from backbiting others, and when you leave, an angel will be appointed upon other people who will keep them away from backbiting against you.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Respect views of my nation. Very easy to do, and send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and protect yourself from backbiting, and inshallah, others will also not backbite about you if you recite when you leave that gathering. Now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is the chosen message. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
I am a very big fan of the Honorable Haji Abdul Habib Attari. I like his personality very much. Looking at the refulgence of his face, our hearts get really, really happy. And we also wish to become like him. May Allah Almighty preserve and protect him at all times.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your appreciation. All I would say, it's beauty of your sight. May Allah make me better than your perception. No doubt, elegant appearance is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, I would like to advise to all those gorgeous, attractive, beautiful and good-looking people, never degrade anyone who is apparently less good-looking. Because remember, this beauty, wealth, power are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can take them away anytime He wants. One should never become arrogant, must always remain humble. Verses of Quran mention about those people whose faces will glow on the Day of Judgment. Some faces will glow and some will become dark. Today in this world, if someone has a glowing face, but tomorrow it will be dark, it isn't worth. May Allah grant me and you glowing face on the Day of Judgment. May we are not included amongst those whose faces will turn dark on that day. May we are included amongst those who will be happy with glowing faces after getting the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. You pray for me and I pray for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Let's come back to our topic. We were talking about the means to get closeness in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Asim Abbas, we were talking about how can one get the proximity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, especially on the Day of Judgment, and what are the various occasions and ways or time slot when we can send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's one beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasalam, which mentions that there is one angel who has been appointed at the mazar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the blessed grave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And what is the duty of that angel? The duty of that angel is that he can listen, right? And he can listen that person's salat, right? He has this knowledge, he has got this hearing power that someone has sent salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is his hearing power of that angel. Where is he? The angel is in Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfa wa Ta'azima at the blessed mazar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No matter a person who is in UK, in China, in Pakistan, in maybe any part of the world, anywhere a mu'min, a believer, when sends salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has got this ability to listen that durood, to listen that salat upon Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the knowledge that he knows the name of reciter. Not only that, he also knows the name of recites his father.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And then he presents the name of that reciter and his father's name or her father's name in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. There are so many points to learn from this beautiful narration of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted that much power of hearing to a ghulam serving in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now imagine how much power of hearing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would possess. Hum yahan se pukare, wo madine sune, unki ala samaat pe lakhon salam. Subhanallah. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, another important point, if this much knowledge is granted to that angel who is servant in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has got this knowledge that he knows the name of that individual, he knows the father's name also. Now imagine how much knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have granted to his own beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now another important point from this we learn, Vaseem bhai, that we want that our mention should be amongst good gatherings, especially a person who loves someone, right? He wants that his dhikr is mentioned before his beloved.
Someone superior, someone of good rank.
Good rank. At the same time, if someone loves somebody, so he wants his zikr is mentioned before his or her beloved to whom he loves. Allahu Akbar. We claim that we are the lovers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us the true lovers.
Amen.
May Allah make us the true devotees of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now imagine if our zikr, if our name is mentioned in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isn't it the proximity? Isn't it the closest in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, for example, if someone sends salah upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 10 times in the morning. Now it means his name is mentioned in the court of Mustafa in the morning. Now if he recites in the evening, again his name is mentioned in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening. Now as you mentioned, there is no time restriction whatsoever. You are not restricted whether it is morning, evening, night, afternoon, Allahu Akbar. Whatever time is there, if you remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that angel has got this duty, he has to serve the duty. He will mention your name. Allahu Akbar. What else we need? If our name is mentioned again and again, again and again in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. And we get closeness of Mustafa through this. So we come to know that as much time as possible we should send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether we listen the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we take the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether we write the name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether we want to recite in the morning, in the evening, subhanallah, this habit is such a beautiful habit, it will get closer and closer in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And beautifully mentioned this one way. And as you were mentioning this account, it sort of gives them a beautiful feeling within yourself that, you know, as you give the example of your name being mentioned in front of someone whom you love.
Subhanallah.
Now, who's there more deserving to be loved than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Such a small effort you need to make.
And what a great tribute.
To have your name mentioned in the court of the most superior of the creation, of the most perfect of the creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And as you were mentioning about the authorities, the powers that have been given to the servant, who's the angel who's appointed on the shrine of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the authorities, the power granted to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As if certain amount of powers are given to the servant, then the master would of course have far more superior powers.
Absolutely.
So alhamdulillah, we are all other bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one side, but being in the nation of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the ummah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is far greater than many, many, many of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Now, taking motivation from this beautiful account and hadith that you mentioned, we should also make efforts to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. Now there's another beautiful narration which again gives us the mindset and understanding that how important it is for us to send salawat, especially when we are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we have a problem or we complain that our duas are not accepted. We don't see those results. Now, ulama, they've mentioned that before the dua, in the middle of the dua, and at the end of the dua, we should recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So when you make dua before and after, you should send salat.
Indeed. In the beginning, in the after, and also in between. You should send salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What will this do? This will make that dua reach the station of acceptability.
SubhanAllah.
The station of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we come to know that dua, when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua is also a very superior form of worship. We should ask dua every now and then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when dua itself is a very superior form of worship, whilst you're offering this superior form of worship, we've been persuaded and encouraged to send salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam even during this form of worship as well, so that our dua also reaches the station of acceptance.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. Respected viewers of my nation, we'll continue this beautiful topic. How can we get closeness in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is the Chosen Facts. Let's go and include this segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the Chosen One, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the Chosen One, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers, the very first question we've got for you is, can young children call out Adhan? If young children are sensible and they know how to perform Adhan correctly, they can call out Adhan. The second question, what we've got for you today is, does telling a lie invalidate wudu? The answer is, lying is a haram act leading to hell, but it does not invalidate wudu. However, if someone tells a lie, it is mustahab for him to make wudu again. And the third question in our program is, what will be the Sharia-based ruling if the khutbah of nikah is not recited? Answer is, reciting the khutbah of nikah is a sunnah act. If it is not recited yet, nikah will be valid. However, the sunnah act of reciting khutbah will be missed. So these were a few questions just to increase our knowledge. So I hope you must have increased your knowledge. Respected viewers of my nation, we are talking about those fortunate ones that deserve the closeness of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what are those means and ways we can get closeness in the court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? You were saying, any other occasions or places where would you recommend to send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to attain closeness of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?
MashaAllah. What ulama have mentioned is that we should also send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when we are entering the masjid or leaving the masjid. This is also another occasion where we should send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And one very beautiful occasion for sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is after the adhan. When the adhan is called out, after that we should send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as this again is a means of attaining the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah.
There's a beautiful narration in regards to this, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنَ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ. Meaning, when you hear Mu'adhin calling out the Adhan, then you should say exactly as he utters. You should say exactly as he says. ثُمَّ سَلُّ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ سَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning, then send salawat upon me. Send durood upon me, because he who sends durood upon me once, he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Then, ثُمَّ صَلُوا اللَّهَ لِيَ الْوَسِيلَةَ فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَا تَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ.
Subhanallah.
Then, seek wasila for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek wasila for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a place in Jannah, that is a place in paradise, which is for one of the chosen servants of Allah Almighty, which one of the chosen servants of Allah Almighty deserves. And I'm hopeful that I am indeed that very chosen servant. فَمَنْ سَأَلَ لِيَ الْوَسِيلَةَ حَلَّتْ لَهُ الشَّفَاعَةُ. So, he who seeks wasila for me, my intercession is necessary for him.
Subhanallah.
My intercession is for him.
Subhanallah.
So again, through this narration, many beautiful pearls of wisdom, beautiful pearls we learn from this narration, that after adhan is called out, first thing first, what should we do? We should reply to the adhan in exactly same manner by uttering the same words which the muadhan says. When he calls out the azan, say the same words. And then send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty will send 10 mercies upon you. And then seek wasila for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a special place in Jannah. And he who does so, the intercession of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is for that very individual. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully elaborates over here. He states that from this hadith we come to know that reciting Durood Sharif, sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after adhan, is sunnah. And some of the Muslims, they send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam even before uttering the adhan, and there's no harm in this. And this hadith which we just mentioned, that is the base of this very action. However, one should be mindful of the fact that before the adhan or after, reciting salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a loud voice is not only permissible, but it is a means of reward. Without any reason, no one can call it prohibited. And furthermore, he carries on to say that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in this narration that I'm hopeful that that very individual is me, over here Mufti Sahib says that this is due to the humbleness of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Out of humility, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Otherwise, that very place, that very special place is appointed to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam already. That is for no one else, only for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So that was out of the humility of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he mentioned those words. And then Mufti Sahib further clarifies that the way a beggar, he calls upon a rich person, and he calls upon him through the names of his parents, so that his voice is heard by that rich person, so he's given something. Similarly, same is the case when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we present the wasila of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as we are the beggars and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the master. So,
subhanallah.
Beautifully, alhamdulillah, this hadith clarifies our faith, our belief, that when we ask for dua, we should present the wasila of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the most beautiful times of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is after the adhan, after we've replied to it in the way it was mentioned, after the adhan, even before the adhan. That is also one of the most superior times of reciting durood. But after the adhan as well, we should recite durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Especially because of Madani sharing beautiful hadith mentioned by Muballigh of Dawat Islami. So we should make a habit, whenever adhan is called out, we should send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we should also make dua of adhan too. Nasim Al Masbay, I would like to just mention further on to the point you've just mentioned, the Mufti Sahib, which was mentioned about a rich person, right? Those beggars, they go in the streets. They want to ask, they beg in the streets. In some parts of the world, what they do is, they go in the streets and they loudly proclaim,
right?
I'm in need, so give me something. But any wise beggar, what they do is, whenever they pass by anyone's house, especially any rich person's house, what does he do? That beggar, he starts praying for the children, right? May they live long, may calamities do not befall, and so many other du'as, whatever he thinks are appropriate for that household, he starts making that du'as. Now, the people in that household, they know that this person, this beggar, is very wise. He is making du'a for us, but actually he is in need of something. He wants something that we should give to him. Now they come and they give something to them. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not in need of our du'as, right? If we are sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, right? What actually we are doing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are praying for Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sparked from any family or any children, right? He is sparked from all these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has one beloved, and that is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So when we praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we pray for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to elevate the darajat, right? The darajat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or sending the blessings upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, are not restricted for us. Then we'll pray that will happen. They are being happened. Continuously they are being showered upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. At the same time, every moment of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than the previous. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. But when we praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is a form of dua. So this dua when we make, when we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this bondsman is wise. He is in need of something. Subhanallah. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us many blessings. So when we are making dua, sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, in fact, we are doing favor to our own self.
No doubt.
Right? We actually need something from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not, in other words, in need of our du'as, or that is restricted, that blessings will be showered just because of our du'as. This is not the case. The blessings upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah, they are continuously being showered. They are continuously being showered, and they will continuously being showered whether we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam or not. This is us. This is for our own favor. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we do. Yeah. And another hadith you mentioned, that we should make dua, and before and after we should send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. Why do we do that? In the middle we are making dua for our own self. So in the start, we send salat, we make dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the after, we also send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So the first part of dua is accepted. Anyways, that cannot be rejected because that is asked for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last part is also accepted. How come is it possible? If it is permissible, the middle part is rejected. So because of the blessing of the first and the last dua, the middle part of our own dua, our own needs, that is also accepted. So this is my dear respective views of Madani Channel, whole concept of sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, last segment in our program, that is Wazifa. Are we running out of time? Let's include that segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Respective viewers of Madani Channel, يا متكبر, whoever has nightmares, if this wealth is recited 21 times daily, inshallah azza wa jal, he will no longer have nightmares. Duration of treatment is until one recovers. He who recites it 10 times, meaning Ya Mutakabbiru, before meeting his wife, will become father of a pious son, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Next wazifa is Ya Khaliqu. Whoever recites this word 300 times will subdue his enemy, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We recite more and more invocations and do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain blessings from these mentioned wazifs. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort. Keep watching Madani Channel. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One.
Ya Mustafa, the Chosen One, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the Chosen One, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.